Thank you so much for listening to Radio Pulpit. I do appreciate your time. This is Elevated with myself, Jenna Lee Belong, and it's now that time of the program where I get to introduce today's guest to you. And I'm so blessed to be spending some time with someone who's a worshiper, who loves God, who serves him and his purpose in many, many ways. Ruzal Pinar, good day and welcome to Radio Pulpit.
Hello, thank you so much.
We're very excited to share your testimony with our listeners today. So we're going to start right at the beginning. If you were to introduce yourself, you heard how I just did it. How would you introduce yourself to the listeners? What should they know about Rizal?
Okay, well, I'd say hello, I'm Rizal. I am 27 years old and I am in Worcester, South Africa. I grew up with parents who are missionaries through YWAM and then grew up on the YWAM base and went to go study BSc mathematics to become a maths teacher and throughout my life, I have loved worship and being involved in music and worship. And the Lord has really, in these last few years, been putting it even bigger on my heart to serve in that aspect of leading worship and writing songs and bringing all glory to Him. So yeah, that's me in a nutshell. I am also a full-time teacher. At a school called Lifestyle Christian Academy in Worcester. And I teach the high school students here. And that is also a huge calling and also a very big part of my life as well.
It
Yeah.
is absolutely incredible. It is incredible that you are a teacher, but I want to talk about having missionaries as parents. Tell me about them. Where were they originally from before you guys eventually settled on the YWAM base?
So we are South African missionaries in South Africa, but they were more in Joburg side and Gauteng. That's where they met at a different missionary organization, and then they got married and joined YWAM and actually came here and was part of the first base here in Worcester. We are here on the old hospital, actually. It was the old Worcester Hospital, and then they bought it over and they were part of pioneering it here. And yeah, it's been such a blessing to have missionaries as parents. I think many times you think of missionaries as someone that goes to a whole different country, but it's not always that because missionaries also just give their lives to the Lord and are obedient to them. And something that my parents do is they help train young people to go out into the world.
That
So
is
they stay at
one.
one place, but they train. And so on the base, we have so many people coming in and out from many different countries, and it's great to be able to get to know them and learn their cultures and learn from their cultures, but still have a stable base here in Worcester
What was
to
it
work
like
from.
growing up? What was it like growing up on a YWAM base as a young child, also being a little missionary together with your parents?
I think for me, I wouldn't think it's anything different, but when I grew up and had conversations with other adults, I realized, okay, it is a bit different. But for me, it was great. My friends were all the, I had friends from all over the world. I learned English from different accents and cultures, and being able to also go on outreaches with some of the teams here and work with people from impoverished areas just in Worcester as well. I think one of the main things that growing up as a missionary kid taught me is to live by faith. I think that's the most important thing, and and it's been so beautiful to see how that's grown as I've gone out of my parents' house, to still have that faith in the Lord, for his provision specifically. That the Lord doesn't just provide for our needs. He does that, of course, but also even the desires of our hearts. I can remember one story. I really love dance. I love to dance, and I really wanted to do ballet, but it's very expensive to do ballet. And my parents, they let me do it for 1 year, but then after that year, I was 8 years old. They sat me down and they said, "Oh, we can't afford, to pay for your classes anymore. But let's pray. We can ask the Lord for him to provide." And a week later, my ballet teacher actually called and said that she found a sponsor for me.
Wow.
And I think that was like a boost in my faith already there, that the Lord sees just the desires of this little girl. It's not, a need for food, or it's just a little desire to dance, and he made a way. And I've seen that throughout my life, that he has provided in that way, and really built up my faith. So that's one big thing that I've learned being a missionary kid.
Tell me about your personal relationship with God, even though you grew up on a mission base there in Worcester in YWAM, and you had these missionaries as parents. What was the moment, perhaps, if there was a specific moment that you can remember, where you started having a deeper personal relationship with God, independent from what you've perhaps just seen from your parents, but your own encounter with God?
Oh, wow. It's hard to pinpoint a point, because I'm very privileged to say that, I've always had some sort of relationship with the Lord. I've always loved him and known that I'm loved by him. I think from very young, I made that decision. Being a missionary kid as well, here on the base, there were many kids ministries as well that I could be part of, where I was ministered to, not me ministering to them, and they also would give opportunities to grow our relationship with the Lord outside of our houses, and so I would say definitely through kids ministry. I think when I was 12, I really felt it in my heart to get baptized, and I asked my dad, can I please get baptized? I really feel that the Lord is prompting me to do this. And of course, my parents were very excited about it. And a few weeks later, he actually got to baptize me. And I think that was an amazing experience, and just the fact that he could baptize me, but also just a confirmation of my journey with the Lord, that this is my decision. I wanted to get baptized. No one forced me into it, or it was something I wanted to do. And so I think that was definitely one of the earliest memories, but throughout my life, it's been that way. I have to say, when I actually became more of an adult, when I went to university, that's when when my relationship with the Lord really deepened, and kind of accelerated at a very fast pace, because that was when I was physically outside of my parents' home, and I really had to rely on the Lord for everything, even funds for studying. And that is actually where I really feel like I jumped from level 4 to like level 10 in my relationship with the Lord. Just that deepening and that hunger for more of him.
You work
So I would
with a
say
lot of young people, and I saw a video where, for instance, you were worshiping with young people just on a corner of a street, and you just described how you really encountered God on a deeper level as a young student as well. Do you
Yes.
believe that the young people of this generation, that they need more fire? Do they have enough fire? Do they have a deep revelation of God? Do they need a deeper revelation of God? What's your experience?
Oh, I guess I think it depends on who you talk to and who you are working with. I think this new generation, they have a lot of passion. You know, they are very passionate about things, and it's not always for the Lord. But if they have good influence around them, then it can quickly become passion for the Lord. I can definitely see that even in my school with my teenagers. I think if they are surrounded by people that are modeling a passion and a love for the Lord, they catch on to that. And they go way further than I could ever go because of that passion that this generation has. So I that's what I would say.
And Rizal, when we look at the society that we're living in, you're talking crime, there is rape, it is, I don't know, p political turmoil, there's wars in the world as well. One can truly see that we are living in the end times. Why do you think it is important for young people not to be lukewarm and for parents not to raise lukewarm Christians? Because I say this because when we look back at how we were raised many, many years ago, we were really raised to be on fire for God, to serve Him in spirit and in truth. We knew the Holy Spirit from a very young age. Being part of the kingdom and serving God in church was truly part of our culture. When I look at the next generation, it seems that they were raised a bit differently, and I'm not sure if one can necessarily interpret that as them being lukewarm per se, but they don't seem to have the fire of God. Why would you say it's important for us to raise young people in the fire of God?
I think with this generation, they've grown up on the phones, right? On their social media, and I think in the past, parents had had a greater influence actually on their kids because that was almost the only influence they got, that their parents and their teachers, you know. When now, they get the influence of many different perspectives and opinions, and I think it causes a lot of confusion, and a lot of lies that the young people believe that religion is, or actually their life is just based on how they feel. If something feels good, then let's do it. If it doesn't feel good, then maybe, then it's not right, true, that whole thing of truth. So I think that it's important for parents to raise their kids to be on fire for the Lord, and to own, to believe the truth and hear the truth, and stand on the truth, because it's only the truth that can set you free, not half truths. Half truths don't set you free. In the end, it's going to lead to death. It's going to lead to destruction. But only God's truth, only He, Jesus Christ, and believing in Him fully will lead to eternal life in the end. So it actually has a lot to do with eternity and where we want to see our children end up one day. I think another thing is many times our young people, and even me, we forget about eternity. We're so focused on the now, and the comforts of now, and even popularity or fitting in, that we forget that there is eternity at stake. It's not just about now, and this little short time on earth determines our eternity. And I think sometimes we don't always have that big picture, and it's important to show that big picture to our teenagers and young people, you know.
Ruzal, we've gotten to know you a little bit more now as somebody who has a passion for young people. And one of the ways that you are living out this calling of yours is by teaching. How did you know that going to study BC Maths, that this way is, that this pathway, I should say, is your calling?
So for me, wow, I from a young age I loved to teach. I have a younger sister and she has had to sit through a lot of pretend teaching sessions with me. And so that has just always been part of my heart. I've loved not just math, but I love to teach dance and music and anything that I can teach someone, I would do it, you know. So I think it's always been part of me. Going into high school, I really enjoyed math. I think it just came, it was a natural decision. And having parents that are, you know, that pray a lot and that really want the best for me. It was great to be able to just also ask their opinions and they had a lot of peace as well. So when I went to go study math, it was more of a natural thing. It wasn't necessarily, I didn't have such a deep relationship with the Lord that I like asked him intensely to do it, but I knew that I was in his will and I was just walking his will and he provided for me to study BSc mathematics. And it was a journey that grew me so much, actually. I think just going to university was something that he wanted me to do just to grow in my relationship with him. And then in my fourth year, I did my PGCE to then teach math. But actually, to be honest, by the end of my third year, I was actually doubting because your third year math is very difficult. Anyone that studies BSc will agree. And I was wondering, yo, is this really where I'm meant to be? By that time, I had gone on a few mission trips actually with my church, and I was actually thinking, I actually just want to go to another country and be a missionary. That was what I was feeling. But the Lord really spoke to me and he said, no, he wants me to go into teaching and to use education. He has a plan. He has a plan and a purpose for this degree. Even though it's not necessarily just all that I want to do, because there's so many things that I do want to do, and the Lord has given me a heart for education, even on the biggest scale, bringing education to poor. To poor students and things like that. It all needs the basis of a degree, actually. And the Lord really helped me to get that degree, and then now being able to work at this school, it's given me a lot of confidence, and I've learned so much in these 6 years. I've grown so much. I've learned things about teenagers I never knew, and how to love them and to teach them. But I do know that this it's not gonna stop here. I think he has really given me a heart for as I said, bringing education to areas and to students that can't necessarily afford it and who are really stuck in a cycle of poverty. And education is actually that way that they could get out of poverty, and so I'm still waiting on the Lord. That's why I wrote one of my songs is called "Wait on the Lord," or "Worship While I Wait," and I'm waiting on the Lord for Him to show me how exactly that's going to look, how I will bring that education to the rest of even my town or my community, so it's a passion and it's a calling, but I don't know what it looks like yet. for the rest of my life. It might look different, it might look the same,
Yeah.
but I will worship while I wait on him, that's for
Oh,
sure.
I love that. We'll
Yes.
talk about your music in a moment again, but
Yeah.
let me ask you just about maths and science. Just listening to you, you just admitted that it's very difficult to study maths as well. But as society, we really need more maths and science students for the development of our society and really to make South Africa competitive with the rest of the world as well. What would you say to people to encourage them to study maths and science?
Well, so yes, I think there are so many people that maybe have they started off when they were young loving maths and science because it's actually interesting. It's very interesting. It's problem solving and it's and then maybe they had a teacher that made them feel that they couldn't do it, or maybe they hit a spot, a area of math that they really couldn't get past, and that's kind of now caused them to doubt themselves. And I would really just encourage them to find someone else that's passionate about maths and passionate about science, and ask them to help, and to also maybe find a specific part of science or math that they want to learn more about. And because it math and science is definitely one of the major subjects that's part of IT now, and computer science, for all of those things, the technology, all of those things need maths and science actually, and it's going to play a very big part of our future. But at the same time, I do have to say, not everyone is, math inclined, and that's also okay because we also need creativity. We need to find a partner. If you're the creative one, find a partner that's more practical, and you can work together and also form amazing things. Even AI, all those things are so great because it takes science and math and creativity together. And so, I think that is important. Know your skills, know your what you are capable of, but more what you love to do, and go as far as you can with that.
Let's talk about your music then, Rizal, as we start to land this conversation. You've spoken of one of your songs titled Worship While I Wait, and you've written quite a few songs, but you've not recorded any professionally yet. What's the vision there? What do you believe God wants to achieve through your music?
Wow. I've only posted a few of my songs on Instagram, and only at times when I really felt the Lord prompt me to do it. So I haven't seen myself as, a music artist necessarily. I lead worship, and I love music. I've done music, played music my whole life, and I love to teach music as well. But a couple of years ago, the Lord started giving me these songs, I realized that they're not just for myself. They are for, like, they start off, I write it with him, and it's something that I'm wrestling through, and it helps me to wrestle through that topic with the Lord. But then afterwards, he shows me, okay, we did this, we went through this, but now it can become a testimony. And there's other people that are also wrestling through these same issues and wondering about these same things. And music really resonates with people. So I don't know yet what the Lord wants to do, but I think he has started showing me slowly but surely. I should start recording some of my songs, so that it's a little bit more professional than my camera audio. But I really feel it on my heart that I don't want to do anything unless the Lord is with me. I think there's that Bible verse that Moses was saying, that he didn't want to go into the promised land unless the Lord was with him. And that
Amen.
is how I feel with my music journey as well. I don't want to do anything that is just out of my own self or for my own glory or anything like that. It's really for God's glory, and I will only go if He goes with me. And so that gives me a lot of encouragement, because then I know He will open the doors that need to be opened, and He will close the doors that need to be shut. Yes, that is how I feel at the moment.
Well, just for the sake of our listeners, I'm going to play a little bit of one of your Instagram videos so that they can hear what kind of music that we do. And after that, she's going to share some contact details in case somebody wants to get in touch with her. Let's have a listen. Beautiful, Rizal, and you are hoping to start recording professionally very, very soon. If somebody's listening and they want to get hold of you, maybe for speaking engagements, to speak to the youth or about your music, how do they do that?
Well, they are welcome to contact me if that's fine. I can give my cell phone number. It's 071-51-67-681, and I'm also on Instagram, Rizal Pinor. Yeah, just Rizal Pinor on Instagram as well, and on Facebook. And I try to post often there, and you'll see on my social medias just some of the things that we do as a community here in Worcester, how we serve the community, even the song that was just played as well. Such a big part of my heart to reach out to the community here in Worcester, and to share God's love to our neighbors. So yeah, you're welcome to also contact me through Instagram or Facebook as well.
Well, thank you so
Yes.
much, Rizal. May the Lord bless you as you continue, as you said, living by faith and making bold moves in and for the kingdom. He blesses you, he protects you, builds a hedge of fire around you, and he will continue to provide for what he's called you to do. God bless you and all the kids at the school as well.
Thank you so much. Yeah, may God bless you and your ministry as well.